Welcome, addicts, to the Ever and Soon Hilarity. That is the Pop Culture Pod, aka the PCP. I'm Cro Roland. Joining me, as always, my partner in crime, who's finishing his pizza.
Sorry, Dan Chapman.
You're right, dude.
No, I'm hung the fuck over.
That's true. Don't worry. Dan's got the cure on the table. He's got pizza and beer. He'll be fine.
Oh, man. I tell you this now, kids. Don't do a 48-hour rock and roll and cosplay bender. Mm. Not at my age. Oh, it'll get you. Oh, also, by the way, you did the intro wrong. It should have been, and welcome to the smooth jazz hour of fine umbrella crafting.
No. We'll get to that later. We'll kick off, as we always do, with trailers. The first trailer we're going to be discussing today is for the Elton John biopic, Rocket Man.
Also, I'm here.
Oh, and Paul's here.
I was going to get to Paul.
Oh, you come, sorry. Paul's here, by the way. Paul's we were just talking before recording about how nice Canadians are, and then we have to go and show our Croydon streak by ignoring the lovely man. Jeez, sorry, Paul. Yeah, Rocket Man. So this isn't a sequel to The Rocketeer, then, because I was very upset.
No, unfortunately, no. You have got a remake of The Rocketeer coming.
Yeah, eventually, I know. No, yeah. I really liked this trailer, man. I thought, and as well, with the massive success of Bohemian Rhapsody,
Oscar winner
Rami Malek, yeah, yep.
He fell off the stage.
Did he?
Yeah, he was fine, but he fell off the stage.
I was like that year. Was it two Oscars in a row? Jennifer Lawrence fell off. God, I love Jennifer Lawrence.
And then the year before that was the year that she interacted with Jack Nicholson asking if she could be his girlfriend.
Yeah, he just walked up to her and she freaked out. But yeah, no, Rocket Man. This is it's Joel Egerton.
Taylor Egerton.
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name properly. Lovely fella. And what's really interesting about this is he voiced a character in the movie Sing.
Yes, the gorilla. And who sung two Elton John songs, but they met on the set of the last Kingsman movie.
Yeah, and they ripped off. And he does look like him to a degree, but he sounds like him when he sings.
He's very similar voice, but it is Elton singing when he sings.
So I'm really looking forward to this, man. I think it's going to be very, very good. I love a good biopic.
It looks like it's going right up to his big gig at
Madison Square Garden, wasn't it?
No. It's the home of the Dodgers, so Wrigley Field. No, that's the Cubs.
That's the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, sorry.
You should know that as
Blues Brothers.
That's why you should know Wrigley Field.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember, but you know that's inside baseball.
Yay!
Stadium.
Funny. It is just literally Yankee Stadium.
My tongue's hung over.
Is it not owned by a company now? Because a lot of them are like the Smoothie King Arena and stuff like that.
The Gillette and Auto Tire Wash Undercourt Stadium brought to you by Taco Bell. Yeah. Product placement, kid. It's Taco Bell and Croydon.
No, it does look good. And like, it looks like it's going to be a bit more out there than...
Yeah, it did, because
Bohemian Rhapsody was.
Yeah, because it's got fantasy moments in that. And I mean, Elton John did, and still does, really, when you think about it, live the rock and roll lifestyle, because he don't give a fuck, man. Like, I love it when he's interviewing.
Yeah, but
it
all depends on what part of how far they're going with it.
Yeah. Well, they're certainly going to go up to him recording that John Lewis advert. Because that was the start of it, really, wasn't it? Him trying to figure out your song, which is the John Lewis advert as well. So, yeah. And if you can't remember the John Lewis advert, it's a lovely, sweet...
Yes.
Sweet, sweet Christmas advert with the young Elton John going through his life all the way back to when he got a piano for Christmas. So, yeah, like I said, man, I love a good biopic, however you want to say it, symbiote.
Yeah.
Symbiote. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, man. I'm definitely going to see that. Definitely going to see that in the cinema, man.
Mm-hmm. We also then got our teaser trailer for the next of the live-action Disney movies, which is going to be Aladdin.
Fuck me, that's terrifying, isn't it?
Oh, sweet. Strap in, kids, because Carl's got questions. Who, quite literally who, thought that was a good idea? All right, we got Will Smith as a genie. Should we just go like, CG? Should we go just him as the actor? Because he's got quite a prison. He's
quite a big guy.
Very known for being gesticulating during talk. He's very flaily.
Yeah.
Not Jim Carrey flaily. There's a scale.
There's the scale of flaily.
Yeah, you know. So
it's flaily scale.
No, it's called the Farley scale.
The Farley scale. Oh, Chris Farley. God bless him.
God rest his zombie bones. But should we do that? It's like, nah, let's CGI him up and make him blue.
Yeah, but let's just CGI...
But let's make him quite clearly he's inspired by Robin Williams' look in the animated movie. Guys, I mean, this is a nice report. Don't remind us that we had something better in your remake.
Yeah.
That we had the great Robin Williams voice, the genie in the animated movie. I'm pretty sure Will Smith's going to do a good job.
No, yeah, this was going to say, obviously Will Smith, he was never going to copy.
Mm. He's going to do his own thing and have his own take on it, but...
That CGI is, for Disney to have that budget, it looks so weird. His face seems to be floating slightly apart from his body.
It doesn't look connected.
Not at all, man, but I mean... The Disney live action stuff has come on leaps and bounds, man. I've really enjoyed the ones they've been doing. Beauty and the Beast was still my favourite.
But we've got Lion King coming up, haven't we?
Lion King coming up as well. But again, people have gone, that's live action, but it's talking animals. Well, it's kind of a blend of CGI and other stuff. But Aladdin is my favourite Disney movie, so I really hope they tread carefully with this. They seem to still have the same beats in it. You know, Abu looks brilliant.
Yeah, no, again, when they do the live action one, the animal sidekick kind of goes to the wayside.
Yeah.
It's nice that they are doing Abu. But I didn't see a parrot on Jafar's shoulder.
No,
And Guilford Godfrey needs a check, damn it.
Oh, God, brilliant is Iago. But if you watch the opening of the trailer, that is Iago flying across the desert. So Iago's going to be there as well. So will Iago be talking? Because obviously in the original he talks, and he's absolutely, like you said, Guilford Godfrey.
I don't think
brilliant.
Abu didn't talk, but he spoke in like an ape language. I don't. Yeah. We were, which like Aladdin understood. Yeah. It was a chewy hand situation. Bless you.
Easy, Chewy. I hope they treat it with reverence. And obviously it's Disney, so they know what they're doing. They, you know, largest company in the world ever now. But yeah, that Will Smith stuff, that's terrifying.
They don't
dude.
Officially own everything until the 8th. And they all own everything again.
But I love the musical score as well. It's got me sitting all the right musical beats. So.
It's obviously, you hear Arabian Nights, and it then goes into A Friend Like Me.
Yeah.
Which I hope to God... Will Smith is not singing, because I do not want to hear the Fresh Prince
woo his way
of Agrabah.
The Fresh Prince of Agrabah.
You know, it's just... I've got no problem with like him doing like Prince Ali.
Yeah.
But I really don't want him to do a cover of Friends
Like
Me.
My worry is they're going to have him rap.
That's what I meant. And I know I make the whole Fresh Prince joke of everything with Suicide Squad. Of course, it was Fresh Prince of Bel-Rev.
Yep.
But... Who were more on that later.
More on that later, yeah.
But I really don't want to hear that. It's such Robin Williams thing. I used to audition with Friend Like Me because I loved Robin Williams' version. And you can show your vocal range because of all the voices he puts in. But, not Will Smith.
No. Well, no, I mean, I'm sure he's going to do a good job of it. He's a comedic actor. But is he going to be doing... Because obviously Robin Williams was referencing other actors and other characters.
He's the pop culture references,
So do you think Will Smith's going to be referencing roughly this? Because I can't see Will Smith doing an impression of Jack Nicholson. But
Listen here, Sparky.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
All right. Should we move on to the superhero portion of the trailers before we get into the how gosh darn adorable is he?
Yes.
We'll start off with the last, apparently going to be the last Fox-owned Marvel movie, Dark Phoenix.
Oh, God.
What the living hell is this?
There was nothing in that trailer where I went, ooh, that's exciting. It looks, and it's nice to see that I've actually got, in the character that plays Cyclops, they've got an actor who has absolutely no charisma to play my least favourite X-Man, Scott Summers, who has absolutely no charisma. So that's kind of cool.
You know I have an odd relationship with that particular character for obvious reasons.
Yeah, why could you be endeared to a character called Cyclops, Carl?
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder. I don't know, man. Like, why don't they just give us Gambit?
Well, the thing is, though, if Jennifer Lawrence is... blue skin and the scales gets scaled back more and more. Yeah. It's literally, I think, three diamonds on her cheek now. On like the forehead ridge, considering how much she had when she started it.
Yeah, man, that is true. They seem to be. I still like the Beast makeup. That still looks good, but I don't know, man. I just had no excitement in this at all.
And how the hell? What the fuck happened to Charles Xavier in those 12 years between this movie and the first X-Men movie that he ages 23 years?
I think it's basically going to be the stress and pressure of running a school.
No, dude,
knowing that Deadpool's just down the road and could pop up at any moment in time.
I mean, that 100% could be the case, dude. But honestly, I'm starting to think meth might be involved. He finally replaces the green tea with meth.
It's not actually grey tea. He's not really psychic. He's just high.
Yeah.
I truly believe it's going to be a bit dull. But you know, hey, after Apocalypse, anything's got to be a bit better, right?
Yeah. Like, and
there are some looks.
And send a Phoenix Fury Stark.
Yeah, I know. That was quite strange. I'll tell you what, though. Like, obviously, it's got the Fass in it. I like Fassbender, and he has done a marvelous portrayal as Magneto, and I did like that bit with him firing the guns at her. But that was like there was only a few action beats in it that I didn't even get really excited about it, man. So I don't know. I was more excited
for Apocalypse coming out, knowing Apocalypse wasn't going to be a great movie. Whereas this one, out and out, there's not been any good news since production. The reason it's gone back for extensive reshoots is because it bombed in front of every test audience.
Yeah, they did. Nobody liked it, and they kept doing reshoots.
They stupidly did a critics screening.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Oh, here's a sound that we haven't heard on this podcast. Look now. Oh. I'm just going to leave it there for a moment.
Let's go back. But Dark Phoenix, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't even think I'm going to the cinema for it.
Which is, it's a shame because, as you were saying, it might well be the last Fox X-Men movie. So,
considering there's problems with New Mutants. Yeah. Yes. The next one is another, okay, no thanks, we've already got one.
Well,
I really still don't
like really,
this.
See, no, this I'm glad this has happened because opinion, not for the first time on this show, is divided about a subject. Yeah. All right, with this trailer, this is
we're talking
bit
about Hellboy, the David Ayer Hellboy.
This is the David Ayer Hellboy. David Harbour, Hellboy, who obviously he of great fame in Stranger Things. But I'm like, all right, this trailer looks a bit better. This trailer, I think, has got more of a Mignola vibe to it. And said it was going to be darker and bloodier, and they've delivered in this trailer, man. Like,
you can throw as much glitter on shit as you want to make it sparkly, Dan. It doesn't mean that I'm interested.
You can't polish your turd on and leave shit on your fingers.
And of course, the comic book equivalent of glitter is bloody deaths.
But it's good because it's got elements of the Wild Hunt in there as well. And that's my favourite. I'm a huge, anybody knows me,
I know
me,
you're a huge Hellboy fan.
But I love that. I've got to admit, I love the cheesiness of that line because Hellboy imparts his cheesy that,
yeah,
you know, you
know,
should be, we should be together, you should be my king. Yeah, okay, I understand that, but I'm a Capricorn and you're fucking nuts. I don't know, I'm quite happy about it, man. This is much better. Plus, how often do you get to see a were-cheater? Come on.
I'm all cool with the were-cheater and stuff like that, but it's just still, I'm not interested.
You know,
it's like, there's so much of like, oh no, I'm my own Hellboy. You're fucking not. You're doing your best Ron Perlman impression, it's fucking coming off terribly.
But we've had this conversation with reboots before as well. When the original, as it were, was so good, and the first one and the second one were, the second one was all right, but the first one was so good, and Ron Perlman does give it his all as Hellboy. Mm. How do you match that up? He can't match it up, so he's got to go his own way with it. And this Hellboy's
not
more teenage, looser feel to it.
He doesn't. He feels like he's doing a Ron Perlman impression.
Well,
and to be fair, he looks a bit shit.
I'll agree with you on that. He does still look like, and once again, we're back to meth, bizarrely. He does look like Hellboy on meth. I will admit that. But I'm interested, man, and it opens up a wider world. Plus, it's got Ian McShane in it.
Yeah.
Gotta love a bit of Lovejoy.
It's also got Mo Slater in it. So you can't, you know, it's apples and oranges. Quite literally, apples and oranges in the market outside the Queen Vic.
It has got Mila Jovovich in it as well, and she can't appear in a movie without some giant CGI bastards. So I'm quite happy that they're keeping that up.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll agree to disagree. Luck is a superpower, and I'm going to go and see this movie.
It's not. you thought you'd get that past me, but you didn't. The last trailer we're discussing is literally all the cutes, all the feels.
What's the second to last trailer? Which is the one to do with the superhero ones?
No, that's for DC news.
Oh, I've jumped the gun now.
It's just because I want to go on a bit more details, more DC focused.
He's going to strike me later when this podcast over.
It's Detective Pikachu, the second trailer, which was like, right, well, we can't reveal the villain. We should subtly drop hints about who. Mewtwo!
Mewtwo's there. I've got the Pokemon in this, man. This is what, you remember the Dragon Ball Z movie?
Yeah.
The god-awful one with James Masters. This is what that should have looked like.
You mean Dragon Ball Evolution.
Dragon Ball Evolution, yeah, right?
This is what that should have looked like, and this is what Sonic the Hedgehog should look like.
Yeah.
Because these Pokemon, they look great.
Yeah, they look realistic enough, but still very akin to the animated look.
Yeah, and is there nothing Ryan Reynolds, the great Van City Ryan Reynolds, yeah. I would argue Canada's second best export after Ross Owlman.
Mm-hmm.
is there anything he can't do? Because he's charming and funny.
I'm loving Deadpool Rat.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's Deadpool Rat.
I'm loving electric Deadpool Rat. But
The Pika Changas?
Yeah, no, it's just, it's like riding a bike. I can't do it without people watching. Pika.
Honestly, I'm so looking forward to this, man. I'm not a huge Pokemon fan, but...
A caffeine-addictive Pikachu detective.
Yeah, I'm not addicted to it. I can stop whenever I want. These are just choices. Yeah. These are just choices. And you just keep drinking the coffee.
They're micro-decisions.
Honestly, man, I thought this is sweet. It's charming. We are going to go to the cinema to see it, but we're going to have to pick a time when there's no kids in there.
Yeah, it's definitely going to have to be like a school day, like lunchtime.
Yeah, because I'm not dealing with little kids running around. I want to run around in the cinema myself when I get all hopped up on sugar. You know how I get, like.
Yes, you do. All right, then, dear. DC, Marvel, or Misk?
I would like to have some... Oh, let's go with some Misk. Let's get some Misk
news first. I am one of the happiest boys on the planet right now.
Oh, did you finally get some hairs on your chest? Yeah,
this also links to the next one for Paul. We discussed Clerks recently. But as of now, it's currently in its third week of production. Jay and Silent Bob reboot
is officially
in production. The first production still was dropped of Skinny Bob.
Do you know what? It's really weird because obviously I knew he lost weight, but I hadn't seen a picture of him in ages.
He's lost 160 odd pounds since the heart attack last year because he's gone vegan.
He's gone vegan, right? So then seeing Silent Bob, Skinny Bob, but also Jason Mewes looks a bit jacked now because let's face it, he talks about it openly. He's exchanged several addictions for several other addictions. So now he's really into Lego and working out, right?
It's Lego, working out,
and moisturising.
And his daughter.
And his daughter, right? Yeah. So it's quite bizarre because they've rebooted it and it's almost the way a reboot should go when you get different actors in.
Yeah.
But they're the same actors, but they look different. I can't wait for this, man.
Already confirmed a cameo because it's literally him on the set. Method Man is going to be in Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
And Brody's back.
Brody's back. They're doing Brody's store.
Brody's secret stash, yeah.
Including the shrine to Stan that's in the store, including one of Stan's actual vests.
Oh, wow. That's really cool, man. And I love Jason Lee, so I'm really happy to see the whole gang's back together again.
Yes.
Not the whole gang, but...
Makes me very, very happy.
I'm super excited, man, yeah.
It's a lot of sequel news and like a weird biopic that's going into production. So what do you want me to start with, sequels or biopic?
Let's go with some sequels.
Sequels. We are getting an Edge of Tomorrow sequel that apparently is beginning production soon.
Yeah.
With Tom Cruise coming back as that lead role.
Was it Emily Blunt as well?
Yes.
Yeah, Emily Blunt. Yeah, so that's I quite enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
For what it was.
Or as it's known in the States, Live, Die, Repeat.
Which is a far better, because that was the name of the book. Comic book, sorry, graphic novel. But I much prefer Live, Die, Repeat than Edge of Tomorrow.
Well, no, because the production poster, the poster for it was just big words, Live, Die, Repeat, and then in very small underneath is the logo, Edge of Tomorrow. It's like, you wonder why people are coming up and asking for Live, Die, Repeat and not Edge of Tomorrow.
I wonder why. Maybe
if you taught people what the hell a fucking philosopher was, you wouldn't have this problem.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it? That's Harry Potter in the Philosopher's Stone and America's Harry Potter in the
Sorcerer's
Stone.
Because they know what a sorcerer is.
They know what a sorcerer is.
Philosopher? Whoo, doggy.
Not to belittle our American cousins, and I do love our American
and
fans.
Using 1950s vernacular ties in nice to this sequel. Do you remember the kids' movie, The Sandlot?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, the baseball one about the loser.
The Sandlot kids, yeah.
They're doing a sequel set in the 80s for that with the original cast coming back.
All right, dude, that's kind of cool. Man. When are they going to reboot Mighty Ducks? That's got to happen at some point in time.
But the story about Kevin Smith trying to make hit somebody. His hockey series.
Yeah, his hockey one, yeah.
Jerry Bruckheimer. He's been trying to make a hockey movie for the literally 10 years about one of the all-time famous... It's similar to The Goon, basically.
Wayne Gretzky.
No, not Gretzky. There's tons of Gretzky biopics.
He is the great one.
He is the great one.
Goon. Yeah, I love Goon.
Yeah, but it's like Goon, but it was based on basically the guy who Goon's based on.
Yeah.
His actual story.
Yeah.
But he fought for so long, he lost the rights.
Oh, Jesus, that's a shame, man.
And this is Jerry Bruckheimer.
Wow.
This is Jerry Bruckheimer while he was doing the good pirate movies. couldn't get this hockey movie made.
You know,
it's really
hard. When everybody thought Johnny Depp was still a good guy. He is a garbage human being. Anyway, yes.
Okay, sequel. Warner Brothers have announced that they are working on treatments for a reboot or sequels for The Matrix and Mad Max. One of them makes sense because you can continue that.
Yeah,
world
you can
on.
Continue Mad Max on completely. Yeah,
yeah, and bring back Furiosa and just get rid of Tom Hardy and just do that movie.
What do you mean? You gotta have Tom Hardy half mumbling through a movie while his face is covered. Otherwise, it's not a Tom Hardy role.
Go. And the only time he doesn't, he's playing Gangster Twins.
Oh no, sorry, you could see his face in Inception. That's the one time Christopher Nolan's used him where you can see his face.
Very true.
Don't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling. So yeah,
ad-libbed on set.
But then, like every time, in Dunkirk, his face is covered. Bane, face covered. Mad Max, covered in hair, then covered in face. Covered in face. That's
and then covered
meant.
In a trowel.
Covered in a trowel. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It was a trowel.
A trowel covered in a trowel. It's the blood bag. So yeah, I can see Mad Max getting sequels, definitely, because Miller's brilliant. But The Matrix.
Well, apparently Keanu Reeves just wants to bring back everything that made him popular in the 90s. He's got Bill and Ted coming out.
Bill and Ted's coming out. I still stand by what I say. I hope they stop John Wick at this third one. But, yeah, what, we're going to get Speed 3 next?
Yeah, Speed on a milk float. Wait, no, that was an episode.
No, that was Father Ted. No, I'll tell you what, it should be modern-day travel now. It'd be Speed on those hoverboard things. You know, the two-wheel hoverboard that you see all the kids on?
If you lean more than... If you lean
more than an angle.
If you lean more than an 18-degree angle.
This is going to explode. And it'll ruin your trainers.
Someone get me a protractor.
Somebody get me a protractor.
No. It's not done by the angle. It's done by how pretentious you look. If you look so pretentious, you will explode.
Your top knot, your man bun will fall off.
Oh,
Christ.
God.
There's your movie.
Early speculation is just the fact that they've obviously we're approaching the time of the year where they're announcing what the big projects for 2020 and 2021 are going to be, and apparently they want to do the heads of Warner Brothers want to do Matrix and Mad Max. I mean, Mad Max I can 100% agree on, and again, it's most probably going to be on Hardy's schedule if they are continuing that line of Mad Max movies. But I'd, again, get the original guy in and do it mostly physical stunts, like the last one was.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
CG and go nuts.
That's George Miller's go-to, really. Yeah. But I'll tell you what I'd like to see in a Mad Max sequel. Bring back old crazy sugar tits Mel Gibson himself.
Ah, no.
As a bad guy. That would be brilliant. What? He's mental.
Yeah, I know he is.
He's trying to redeem himself, though. He has made some kind of good stuff. I still like How I Spent My Summer Vacation or Get the Gringle.
Mm.
But yeah, as a person, no Mel. Just less talky, more acty.
You're a fan of kung fu movies.
I am indeed a fan of kung fu movies.
Have you seen what is considered a parody of a kung fu movie?
Kung Fu Hustle?
Kung Fu Hustle.
That's brilliant.
They're working on a sequel for that as well.
Yes.
With most of the original cast coming back who didn't die in that movie.
And then all I need after that is a sequel to Shaolin Soccer, and I'm happy.
Oh, mate, you're asking a lot. Kung Fu Hustle has a following. I don't know many people who enjoy Shaolin Soccer.
I like Shaolin Soccer.
Apparently Paul did.
Paul did, so that's two out of three people in this room, so therefore your argument is invalid, sir. Invalid. Invalid? No, that's me today. Right. I'm an invalid.
Well, how I'm going to talk will lead into my next thing. Well, let me tell you this, brother. Eat your vitamins.
I know what this is.
They've announced a biopic for Hulk Hogan. I think it's Netflix or Amazon is doing it. It's just, this should have been in Netflix, but actually I think that it's going to have a cinematic release. Who would you cast as the Hulk in this day and age?
Honestly, it is inspired casting. It has to be. It's brilliant because it's Chris Hemsworth.
It's
isn't
Chris
it, man?
Hemsworth is Chris going to be playing.
Do you think they're going to shave his head?
Oh, listen here, brother.
Listen here, brother. What you gonna do when male pattern baldness runs wild on you?
No, but the thing is, though, they
please tell me it's going to have the sex tape in it as well.
It's go. No, apparently it's going up to. It's the story of him in the territories, then into WWE up into his first
WWF, darling.
No, sorry.
Nah, I got one over you, Mr. Wrestling Man.
Yes, WWF at the time. It is the WWE now. Going up to win, it's, I think they're doing up to him winning his first title for at WrestleMania.
Andre the Giant, wasn't it?
No, he was the first person to body slam Andre.
I really hope they end the movie with him.
Which
body
is not true, because Yokozuna
Giant
slammed him a year beforehand. It just wasn't on a televised event.
I know these things as well. I'm not a bigger fan of men with other men as you are, but still.
With this, it's just the fact that they are not going forward unless it's a script that's been approved by the studio and Hulk himself, because Hulk Hogan's going to be an executive producer on it. I don't think they're doing the Gorka scandal.
I was going to say, I don't think they're going to do Gorka. Terry doesn't like to talk about things like that. I don't think they'll talk about some of the rum things he said about other people.
They're not going to go talk about his comments after his sex tape. The very, 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 very racist things.
Very racist things he said.
Well, he's back in the fold with WWE. He's appeared on one Raw and their event in Saudi Arabia called Crown Jewel, where he was the guest host, air quotes.
Air quotes. Visual jokes on
He came out, cut a promo as if it was 1999 again.
Well, in his mind, it probably is.
And then he just went out the back, got his paycheck from Vince, who was most probably holding it, and was like, and never come back.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Because, no offense, the African-American people backstage, especially like the New Day, who have out and right said that they will never appear on a show where Hulk is on.
Yeah,
which
rightly
is, rightly so. Also, this is also a man who says, you know what, the best person to be marrying my daughter is me, brother.
Yes, he went on Trump levels of weirdness with that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Paul, a picture paints a thousand words, and Paul's face just there. Christ. Yeah, man. Like, all right, I understand Hulkamania was brilliant at this time.
No. He had his own pasta restaurant called Pasta Mania, brother.
Pasta Mania.
Yeah, Pasta Mania. Awesome.
But, as a person, I don't like him. But I'll watch the movie just to see Chris Hemsworth shave his head and grow that hair.
Well, it's a thing that if they're doing 90s Hogan, he had hair.
Yeah, not a lot of it, but.
No, he had a huge forehead, which has shrunk over the years.
Yeah. And do you know the technical term for that mustache?
Yeah, it's handlebar mustache.
No, it's called a cock duster. So yeah, I'll let you sit with that. Chris Hemsworth's going to be wearing a cock duster.
I think they should do right up until he leaves for WCW before he starts the end. I'd watch a thing about the NWO.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There's
three guys running a promotion into the ground, all getting addicted to drugs and alcohol. What's not to love?
Whoa. because you are a huge wrestling fan.
We all know this. And speaking of biopics, I have seen the most recent one, which was Fighting With My Family, the biopic for Paige, and it was really good.
You said it was really, really good. I think Stephen Merchant handled that incredibly well, seeing as he doesn't come from a wrestling background.
He is now. Whatsoever. He's a huge fan.
Oh, yeah, well, you will be. And I'm not as big a fan as you. I'm a huge fan of wrestling as well. So I'm really looking forward to how they're going to deal with...
The story behind it, though, is the only reason it's got made into a movie and the reason The Rock pursued it so much. He was over here doing some signing or something, or he was filming a film in the UK, and he turned on Channel 4. So you got to imagine The Rock, the people's champion, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment
today,
sitting in a Premier Inn, watching Channel 4.
With Lenny Henry next door.
Yeah, of course, Lenny Henry gave him a discount. Of course, good old Len. And then Fighting With My Family, the documentary about Paige's family, comes up because it does cover what the movie covers, which is the beginning of her at the end of her time, limited time in the indies before she went to NXT and then won the Divas Champion on her first night on Raw.
But the question I have is, right, because I've not seen the movie yet and I'm not particularly au fait upon it.
Dusty Rhodes.
Is The Rock playing himself?
Yes, Rock.
Then what I find really interesting, then, if The Rock is playing The Rock, right, then he's watched this documentary on Channel 4 and gone, hey, that would make a good movie. Surely you should remember it, seeing as you were actually involved in the events that happened.
No. He in certain events, he was the person who told Paige that she was going to go be on Monday Night Raw the night after WrestleMania 30, the night after. Literally, it's so in detail. The end of the show, you hear Daniel Bryan's movies. So they do it properly. Like, Daniel Bryan won the title at WrestleMania. That's how WrestleMania ended.
Bloody hell.
But it's very good. They've meshed characters together because it's obviously they've taken what was a 5-year process and made it kind of more of a 2-year process.
Well, yeah, well, you've got to for the average human bladder, to be honest with you.
But for me, it's just the fact that he didn't do Dusty, and Dusty Rhodes was a big part of her
artistry
thing. But they had Vince Vaughn's character.
Yep.
Marvel or DC, dear?
Let's go. I've got. Can I do a bit of misc news?
Yeah, you got misc news.
Because I've got some miscasting news and whatnot. One of my favourite things at this moment in time, and I'll put this picture up on our Instagrams and Twitteries and whatnot, is the transformation. I don't know if Paul's seen this of Simon Pegg. You know who Simon Pegg is, don't you? He was in Shaun of the Dead and everything. He's in a new movie coming up soon. It's a thriller called Inheritance. It's a dark thriller. Simon Pegg's usually known for his comedy roles, you know, the Cornetto trilogy, Shaun of the Dead.
Slaughterhouse Rules. Which I only watched the other day. It's actually pretty good.
Well,
it's an Edgar Wright movie. It's Edgar Wright's movie. It's weird. It's a weird thing to do after Baby Driver.
So, and he's always been kind of the funny, lovely, because I like nerd. Simon Pegg and I don't want to upset him. A nerd. A bit of a...
No, but he's self-proclaims as a nerd.
And he got a bit of action stats in Mission Impossible movies as Benji slowly came into the field. But this picture of him is incredible, man. Like, if you search it up on his Instagram, Nick Lauer put it up on his Twitter, but I know it's on Simon Pegg's Instagram as well. Paul, just check that out, man. That's what Simon Pegg looks like now. He's like properly
he's
skinny,
ripped.
He's lithe is the word, wiry he's lithe. So I'm really, that's so cool, man. I actually can't wait to see this movie because it's a proper turn for Simon Pegg. I really enjoy him as an actor, so yeah, that's my bit of just casting.
He's ready to do Wee Huey now then.
He's playing Wee Huey's dad, isn't he? Which is, I think is a nice touch. So that's a little bit of my miss. I've got other casting news, but I'm going to save that for a little bit later, but I just wanted to share that picture now because
Marvel or DC?
Let's go with some DC.
DC, alright, Marvel's thin on the ground. I'm just letting you know.
Let's do Marvel then. I've been told off. Come on, let's do Marvel.
It's 3 bits of news.
No, Carl, I want Marvel now.
Okay, well, they cancelled all of the Netflix Marvel shows
because of that great Marvel supervillain contracts.
Yeah, contracts. But they've announced Hulu is going to be doing a Marvel animated universe.
Oh.
And it will star such heavy Marvel hitters as MODOK.
Yep.
Hit Monkey. The Tiger and Dazzler Show. That's actually what they're calling it.
Are you serious? They're bringing Dazzler, Tiger and Dazzler Show. Dazzler's whose mutant's power is to turn light into sound and sound into light.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Yeah, exactly. Paul does that. You have mutant powers now, Paul.
Yay!
And because you're Canadian, you could be a member of Alpha Flight.
Yay!
Yeah.
What's Alpha Flight?
It's the Canadian
Avengers that Canadian nobody Avengers talks that, about.
Because they were really cool, though, because they had the Wendigo in there, and they had North Star, and they had, Wolverine was part of it for a while as well, so yeah.
And now
Paul.
A Kevin Smith written and directed Howard the Duck series.
Nice, yep, definitely.
And these will all lead up to their big team special, which will be The Offenders.
Nice. Yes, I'm well up for that. Because usually...
And they've cast the voice for MODOK.
Who's doing MODOK's voice?
Who do you think? Oh, you have a guess.
God, I don't know.
I'll give you a clue, it's a stand-up.
Not Aziz Ansari, is it?
No. Patton Oswalt.
Oh, nice. Yeah, man. I should have guessed. Yeah, I love Patton Oswalt. That's good, man.
Oh, and an actual US senator when she had nothing, she needed to finish a 15 minutes up of her town meeting, did the Patton filibuster about the Star Wars Marvel Connected Universe movie.
Nice. Oh, that's pretty cool, man, though, they're doing the Marvel anime stuff. Because like, I like the Marvel movies, whereas I like the DC animated movies. So it'd be quite cool to see how they do Marvel animated stuff.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because they're a bit hit and miss. Yeah. I mean, the last properly good Marvel animated series, if you ask me, was Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Or the first and half of the second series of X-Men.
Oh, you mean the 90s animated?
Yeah.
I don't know. They did Wolverine in the X-Men a little while back, which was more to the comics.
Yeah, that was kind of cool, but... No, that's pretty sweet, man. Be well up for that.
Guinness Book of Records time.
Oh.
Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart are going into the Guinness Book of Records this year as the longest time...
As the cutest couple.
As the longest time spent playing a Marvel superhero, because both him and Peter Jackson get 17-odd years for Charles Xavier and Wolverine, respectively.
Yeah, actually.
Because they both were in Logan together.
Yeah.
And they make them the longest running until the reboot.
And now you've mentioned it, we both have to do our Charles Xavier in Logan voice. You go. No? I'll go.
Logan!
No, I was just doing the end of the movie.
Logan!
Taking in radio waves and doing adverts for selling chalupas.
Yeah. Buy now. That is an award-winning Shakespearean actor playing somebody who can, you know, because you're sick and I'm fucking 90.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Love that movie.
So they both accepted their awards at the Guinness, and the launch of the new Guinness book.
That's really cool, man. Do you think Hugh Jackman will play Wolverine again?
There's the rumors with Endgame that he's coming back to play Wolverine, but I'm taking that with the biggest pinch of salt I can get.
Oh, huge, a handful, pockets. Like
you're just carrying that salt around, just salty. In case. The last bit is really talking about the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel.
Woohoo!
Miller and Lord have said that they are signed on to do a sequel.
Nice.
There's been rumours of a spin-off series delving into each different Spider-Man that we've seen so far.
Dude, that would be awesome.
That's a bull ploppy, according to Lord and Miller, who are working on the sequel. It's like that's news to us. Nobody told us anything. I'm pretty sure we're working on that project.
I was going to say, that's got a ring of Kevin Feige, Foggy. Just spreading mischief like he does. Just spreading seeds, kids.
No, but rumours is because they can give him a script and it won't be leaked so much, you might get Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Oh, that would be cool.
In the sequel.
Oh, hello, this is Tom Holland here. So we're going to do this TV series and I'm going to tell you the end now, but I'm not meant to, but it's okay.
Like, I love Tom Holland.
It's okay because it's animation.
It's animation.
It's not like
they can change it.
Does this go out live? No, it's an incredible strain on the animator's wrists. Simpson's reference. Love it. But, like... I love Tom Holland so much.
Don't worry, he's been good recently, but his movie is coming. He's the press tours for his movie.
I can't wait for his press tour.
And Endgame, because... Endgame.
I am going to be glued to my television set for every single one of his press tours. Just trying to eke out any bit of information. Wait for the giant slabs of information he gives people for free.
I'm 90% sure now that off screen there's a guy with a gun to his dad's head. just fucking say a spoiler. Say a spoiler. I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say a spoiler.
It's not, man. You know what it is, don't you? It's Anthony Mackie and Sebastian. Is Sebastian Stan the guy who plays Bucky?
Yeah.
Just staring at him off camera going, don't you do it, motherfucker. Don't you do it.
Don Cheadle and Mark Ruffalo refuse to do interviews with him because he spoils too much and they get in trouble. The only person who they get in is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Tom Holland, that lovable scamp.
DC News, sir?
Yes,
let's talk about who's not coming back for James Gunn's Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
You've not got Will Smith.
He's not coming back
as Deadshot, and you've not got Harley Quinn coming back.
Which is interesting because...
But apparently the guy who played Slipknot is just waiting by the phone.
He's just waiting by the phone. You knew. We called it. We were like, yeah, he's going to die. He's going to be the first
there's
one
always,
to call.
In a Suicide Squad movie, there's got to be that one person who has to show that the bombs in their head work.
So they blew him up. But it is interesting because it's obviously... It's James Gunn who did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, but
James... Guardians 2. But then he fell out of favour with Marvel. For reasons.
Again, it's the same thing that Kevin Hart's gone through recently. It's when they were edgy, trying to get noticed comedians, they put out very wrong or ill...
ill-advised or ill-thought-out...
Jokes or tweets.
Jokes, tweets, and general material. But, I mean, that's the thing. How long... Not to get too political and metaphysical. How long do you leave somebody in, content prison for? Do you know what I mean?
He'll never get... James Gunn will never go back. Marvel will never take him back. Not why Feige's in charge, because he can't. It's too late for him to rescind on the decision.
But I mean, it's interesting because like,
they had a window, and they had a very good window. If we would have, if they said, "All right, we're taking him back," say a couple months within that incident,
yeah,
we would, because like it was, there was backlash for not even a week for this.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I don't know.
He had apologized for those tweets 5 years beforehand,
which is a thing nobody really seemed to bring up. They just go, "Oh yeah, whatever," and then just try and plow on with going, "No, he's a horrible person."
He admitted that he was wrong from tweeting this stuff.
Yeah,
and he deleted the tweets years ago. It's only that they've resurfaced because they were found on a saved blog or something.
Some of that. But I think it's a big win for DC having Gunn do this Suicide Squad. It's a sequel. It's not a reboot. It's a definite sequel.
It's a sequel.
But they seem DC... it's weird because for years and years and years and years, I've been not anti-DC, but I've been pro-Marvel. I'm a Marvel baby.
You're not the biggest DC fan.
But
I know that.
It seems like they've... bizarrely learn from their mistakes, and they're slowly building up, you know.
Yeah,
it's and a coming slate.
We've also got no Harley Quinn.
No Harley Quinn's going to be in it because she's doing Birds of Prey and
Gotham City Sirens, and then Birds of Prey versus Gotham City Sirens,
and then Harley Quinn on Ice, and then the cooking show with Harley Quinn, which is going to be called How to Make a Pudding, and then there's going to be oh come on!
No! You try. I could see in your head that you were trying to get to that.
I really was. They're gonna put her in. It's not mind you. It's Margot Robbie. You can put her in anything. I don't know what I'd like to put her in, but what I'd like to put in her.
Ooh.
But yeah. So like, and then also on top of that as well, man, we've got
penis.
Yes, dear. Yes, I was talking about my penis, Margot Robbie. If you're listening, I'll have a t-shirt
of your penis
of you naked. Because you're gorgeous and I love you. Please answer my calls. I'm sorry. But yeah, so stop it, man. In a 2021 release, we get that's the date for The Batman,
Matt Reeves' Batman.
Finally, the whole idea of Schrodinger's bat, is Affleck going to be in or is not?
Affleck's out.
And then 2022 release for Aquaman 2. Shocking. Shocking that was going to get a sequel.
James Wan coming back, making the second most Aquaman movie ever.
This is recorded.
We have it on record how much you love that movie. Let's move on.
I loved the movie. I don't love Aquaman. Difference. And then we've got the horror spin-off, The Trench. And then next year's we've got Wonder Woman 1984.
Rumoured The Trench. It's not confirmed yet.
It's going to happen. So yeah, it's interesting to see what James Gunn's going to do with it. What are the characters are going to portray? And without big names like Will Smith, who would you get in then? If you yourself were James Gunn and you were casting this, who would you pick?
Well, you need a Chris. If I've learned anything from these superhero movies, you need an actor called Chris.
Which Chris would you take? Which one's
left? To be honest with you, if he wasn't already doing Quill, I would most probably take Pratt as Catman. And I'd most probably do more of a Secret Six than Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because you've got Catman, you can recast Deadpool, then you've also got Ragdoll, Enchantress, the female Savage.
Because I want... Michael B. Jordan?
Killmonger. Original...
To play Bronze Tiger. I think that would be good.
That's not bad casting.
Yeah.
That's not bad casting. Michael J. White, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I'll agree with you on that. Actually, Michael J. White, much better. Michael J. White, Michael B. Jordan.
All the CW shows have been renewed for a new season, so that means you'll be getting another season of Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow,
Supergirl,
Supernatural.
Shocking! Supernatural's getting more episodes.
Origin, Originals, I think. I don't bloody know. Whatever the spin-offs from Vampire Diaries were.
All the Originals.
Yeah. And Charmed. It got greenlit for a second season.
Have you watched any of that?
The new one?
Yeah.
No.
Because do you know the reason why I've not watched any of it? Because it's not Sunday afternoon. Well, it is now at time of recording, but it's not Sunday afternoon. I'm not hungover, well, I am, but at the time of recording, and I'm not watching Charmed on T4 just after the OC and just before One Tree Hill. Because that's how I used to spend my Sunday afternoons, was watching Charmed and the OC and One Tree Hill and all those dramas.
But it's good. Good. Nothing's been cancelled. Nothing like because I and the constant worry is the show that I enjoy, Legends of Tomorrow, is going to get cancelled. Come on.
Does it always seem to be on a slight knife edge for you that that's going to get cancelled?
It's one of those ones that I know I enjoy it, and
because you
I'm
do
not
generally to... seem worried every now and then when talking about it, like oh, don't know what they're going to do with it. Sounds like you're juggling Fabergé eggs. No.
It's just you can't. You're never sure with shows that are more comedy driven in the superhero structure.
It's, out of all of them, it is the one I enjoy. But I've started to watch The Flash from the start again because literally those timelines are confusing. So I thought, fuck it, I'll just start again from the beginning.
Mm.
Much like Barry Allen does.
And you notice the Liverpool left turn in season 3, and then it's just been trying to go back ever since.
So yeah, I do enjoy the DC stuff. Maybe I'm slowly becoming a DC fan, Carl.
Well, it depends. If you're such a fan, would you come with me to the DC restaurant they're opening in London? Possibly, maybe
with bells on.
It's like going to be the Planet Hollywood for DC, but obviously they're not going to have any legit.
Yeah.
They're not going to have any legit props or scenery.
And look, it's the King from Citizen Kane.
Because Warner Brothers won't allow it, but it'll be like they'll make up. Like, obviously, I want to. The Batman section is going to be dark and
holy jalapeno peppers, but holy jalapeno.
No, it'll
peppers,
be like
Batman.
Boosters in Kingdom Come.
Oh, all right, yeah, no, all right, fair enough. Yeah,
no, it's Planet Krypton. They call the
Planet
the
Krypton.
Changed,
yes, the chain. Yeah, owned by
Booster Gold.
I'm down. I'm definitely down, mate. Yeah, we're going to get our snack on. I'm wearing a Marvel t-shirt, though.
Oh, that's fine. The last two bits of news I have are both Batman-related. A character that's literally not been around for more than 2 years has already got its own pop vinyl ahead of some of the Batman Rogues Gallery. There's already a Batman Who Laughs pop vinyl.
Wow.
Already, which is the dark Batman from a universe.
Yeah. That's the
Evil Joker Batman.
The Evil Joker, that's metal, isn't it?
Dark Knight's metal, yeah.
Dark Knight metal, yeah.
Well, he's now in the main continuity.
Is he not in the main continuity now?
He's got a mini-series at the moment, literally called The Batman Who Laughs.
Is there a pop vinyl of The Condiment King?
No.
He was robbed.
Yeah, but I think there is in the new Batman animated figures range. I think there is. They did Condiment King.
I need to get... If you don't know who I'm talking about, kids, not, just Google The Condiment King.
If not, I think he's definitely either in the Legos or the Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, I'm so getting a Lego Condiment King.
I know he's in one of them.
He is up there with some of the wackiest supervillains.
And the last one is another DC animated movie crossover, which will lead into the trailer we're going to discuss in a second as well, which is they're doing Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as an animated movie.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. So he's going to be fighting them.
Well, the original crossover was Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, he comes into their universe. They think he's evil or a ninja or some kind of evil ninja. So they got to fight him. And then they throw a lot of monkeys at him.
Oh, wait, no, sorry, that was Batman.
And then, of course, they realize they're on the same side because the Joker's in the Terrordrome and anarchy ensues, mass hysteria.
Cats and dogs living together.
No, turtles and bats living
turtles
in sewers.
Turtles and bats living in sewers. Mass hysteria.
There you go.
I still think Raphael would hand him his ass.
And of course, an American rat who watched karate videos has a horrifically offensive Chinese accent.
So bad. So bad. Anyway.
There's only certain things you can forgive about the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies from when we were kids. Obviously, there's that. David Arquette.
Them
people who forget who is in the first one.
Yeah, he was in the first one. Vanilla Ice.
Is it Arquette or Rockman? No, Sam Rockwell.
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, go ninja.
Go ninja. Yes.
Stop it, we'll get sued.
And he needs the money, so let's stop.
Dan, it's time for Cage Watch.
Dun-dun-dun.
There's no Cage Watch.
Marvel, it's really good. I wish he would do something.
Well, I'm just wait. I was even thinking because of all the talk about the sequels for Into the Spider-Verse, I could have at least gone, he's starring in Into the... It's like, he's in a movie every other month, like a prime time, whatever, streaming
he's
movie.
Literally now doing
and there's
movie
not
of the
a
week.
Fucking trailer for any of this bullshit. I find out about these movies after the fact. Like, I watched one of his, like, a Canadian dystopian future one he did, which was like he was a bounty hunter.
He was just wandering around.
I think it's literally called The Human Bureau.
That does actually ring a bell, yeah.
And I swear to God, I don't think I could smoke enough to get through that movie.
Nothing will beat USS Indianapolis, Men of Courage, with those CGI sharks.
All right. You can do a Weird Thing of the Week song, but not a fucking 25-minute long version like you did last time.
Weird Thing of the Week with Carl. It's Carl's Weird Things.
There we go.
Happy?
Yes.
I'm just a performing monkey for you, aren't I? Just watch me dance and sing.
Dan. You love a Viewmaster, though, right?
Yes.
You know the toy?
Yeah.
Are you ready for Viewmaster, the movie?
Fuck off. Get out. Fuck off. No. I thought we had enough of this with fucking the Emoji Movie. And then we're going to get a fucking Fruit Ninja movie. Viewmaster. Fuck. What?
The toy, which is literally, you put a slideshow in of different pictures, the movie. Yeah?
Oh, fucking Christ. What? How are the pictures going to come alive? Is somebody going to get stuck in the picture? What? Actually, no, I should stop talking because I'm just giving them ideas, aren't I? I've always said this on this show. Fuck. Oh, boy.
I honestly think you do it is you get the Viewmaster and it's things around the world, and whenever you click and look into it, and then you're magically transported to that place.
Jack Black will be in it along with Kevin Hart.
No.
Because after all, Kevin Hart's going to be in the fucking Monopoly movie.
Yep, don't worry.
Fuck my life, honestly. That's not only weird, Carl, that has angered me on a level I didn't realise it would.
But what if I told you that you can wash it down with a nice beer? How about I tell you about a nice beer that's
Tell me about a nice beer, Carl.
A brewery in America has brewed the first Lucky Charms marshmallow beer.
Oh, fuck me. Jesus.
It's called Saturday Mornings.
Oh, they've finally done it. First they ruined pizza, and now they've ruined beer. What the fuck, man? Give me a Captain Crunch Pale Ale then, all right? That's my cereal. Does not cut the roof of your mouth. What the fuck,
no,
dude?
No, obviously you want Cinnamon Toast IPA.
No, Booberry.
Booberry.
Booberry. Booberry beer. Booberry beer. There's something to say for you. Booberry beer. So who? What? Which brewery in America is doing this?
I don't have it off the top of my head, but I can check for you. Do you have any miscues or anything?
I've got a bit of miscues. I've got a bit of miscues I can throw in while you look up to find out which brewery is ruining beer. Actually, the proof is, like I say, the proof is in the pudding, so I might drink some and see what it's like. If it gets me drunk, I'll drink it. My favourite bit of casting and miscues at the moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Brolin and Peter Dinklage are starring in a new movie called Brothers. Now, we all know that the idea for twins, Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, has been floating around to do a sequel to that called Triplets, and Eddie Murphy's going to be one.
Yeah, that's in production, I think.
Yeah, that's in production. But while we wait for that, there's going to be one that channels to an idea, the original of Twins. Not a lot known about this movie, but it's called Brothers. Josh Brolin, Peter Dinklage in the titular roles. God, honestly. But do you know who's directing it?
Who's directing it?
Ethan Coen. Do you know who Ethan Coen is? The guy who scripted and directed Holmes and Watson. So that's enough about that.
It's Smart Mouth Brewery in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh.
It's Lucky Charm filled beer. It's called Saturday Morning IPA.
Lucky Charm flavoured beer. I'm writing this down because you can't hack pen and paper. Lucky Charm flavoured beer by Smart Mouth Brewery.
Yeah.
Right. Smart Mouth. Appropriately titled for me. I'm going to try your beer.
What do you think the percentage is on it?
4.6.
6.6.
Right, I'm in. Sold. Cash money down. Sold America.
Anything over 5% is generally, you know, a driving beer.
That's what I drink when I play golf. And I don't play golf.
But those are the weird things this week. It's down time for the last bit of the show. It's time for some
Netflix news.
I know you've seen it, though I didn't have to ask you about it because obviously you are tied into the scene. You are a diehard Motley Crue fan. I mean, your exact look right now, the hair metal.
I'm a huge fan of hair metal.
The gloves.
I am a goddamn fucking punk rocker, and don't you forget it, sir.
Yeah, you know the heels. I mean,
platform shoes, the golf fishing. Oh wait, no, that was disco.
No, you've been wearing those Cuban heels for the last 10 years. And basically, how does it feel like walking downhill all that time?
Constantly walking downhill wearing Cuban heels. Yeah, I've seen this. Motley Crue are getting a. Is it a movie?
It's a biopic about the formation of the band up until their last big reunion tour.
Yeah. So. Is it a movie or is it episodic? Is it a TV
movie.
Series? It's a movie. Right. I actually would be quite...
It's the story of... It's literally... It's called Dirt, the untold story of Motley Crue.
Because even though I don't like their music that much, their story, their backstory is genuinely fucking fascinating and so debauched.
Oh yeah,
they are.
And I really respect Tommy Lee, and I've seen some of his work, obviously with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, I've seen most of his work.
I mean,
yeah, all 14 inches of it. Yeah. He has a cock that looks like it was lashed together with other cocks.
Well, to be
that
fair,
thing is terrifying. The only other person I can think of is Liam Neeson. Yeah.
Well, he has the biggest cock in Hollywood.
He is the biggest cock in Hollywood at the moment, mate.
I've heard.
Yeah, Jesus. But no, so
do you know Babylon might be taking that out of the show?
But you think
they're rumoured.
But yeah, no, so I'm quite looking forward to, yeah, it's called The Dirt. It's on Netflix. I'm quite looking forward to it because they did lead a hedonistic and debauched rock and roll lifestyle. So I love stuff like that. I do love rock and rollers who are actually rock and rollers.
Santa Clarita Diet's coming back on the 29th for its third season.
More frazzled and scared Timothy Oliphant.
Yes.
Love
they
it.
Did a whole thing on, they dropped it on Valentine's Day to literally cutting the scenes from the previous two seasons into the, you know, the wedding vows.
Yeah.
Which I think was quite a nice touch. God, I'm alone.
Oh, you're not alone.
Season,
me.
The next season three of Disco, as the fans are calling it, or Star Trek Discovery.
They're calling it Disco.
Disco
Star Trek Disco.
Disco is what they're calling it in
Disco.
On the Reddits and the hashtags and the
Don't knock hashtags, Carl.
Oh yeah.
For God's sake, don't knock hashtags.
We can't say shit.
Hashtag tattoos, kids, because we're that cool. Did they seriously call it Disco?
I've heard it in more than one place in different podcasting being referred to it as Star Trek Disco.
That's quite endearing, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Trekkie. Have you watched any of that?
What, the new Disco? What, Disco?
Disco.
No,
I haven't watched
Disco yet. There was a panic at the Disco, but...
My life is a lot more panic and a lot less Disco.
Yeah.
My life's a lot more Imagine, a lot less Dragons. I might actually get into that, man.
You know,
it's been ages I've enjoyed Star Trek.
One day my life will get a little less block and a little more head. But
a little less block and a little more party.
Yeah. Yeah, but the other big news and what our review and discussion will be to wrap the show up today, Umbrella Academy has been confirmed for its second season.
I'm just pouring beer all over myself.
And as me and Dan did say on the... last show that we were going to read, most probably, if Dan could watch the entirety of Umbrella Academy before we started this show, we'd review it on the next show.
Yeah.
And luckily...
I have.
Dan has watched the entirety of Umbrella Academy.
It was absolutely fantastic.
Yes. Oh, spoilers! I know it's ridiculous to say into the last thing, but we will most probably be going into depth on the detail of Umbrella Academy. So
warning, we spoil everything. I loved it.
I think it was so good.
It
so
was spot on.
Well done.
And their mismatching of parts of Hotel Apocalypse and parts of Dallas and
it's not no Hotel Oblivion in it. It's only Apocalypse Suite.
That's what I'm thinking.
Dallas.
Apocalypse Suite in Dallas.
Yeah.
I thought was absolutely lovely. The kid playing
Adrian.
Playing number 5.
Mm-hmm.
He is generally a kid.
Yeah, he's genuinely 15
because
years old.
Because he manages to put across the fact that technically he's about, in the comic, he's about 80 odd because of time travel
but
stuff.
54,
yeah. And he puts across that world weariness. Like, do you want to get a glass of milk for the kid? The kid will have a coffee, black. And he just smiles at you like, this is so cool. We did speak about how I was kind of...
You were apprehensive.
Apprehensive with Hazel and Cha-Cha.
But I was right.
You were. Oh no, I agree with you completely.
You owe me $350.
I owe you $350. You'll get your $350. Don't worry. Jesus Christ!
Oh,
I'll give the ghost. No, it's $350. but I do bow down to you, sir. You're absolutely right. You called it. You win the bet. Mm-hmm. You win the cash money down. But I did enjoy the way that they did that. I loved the dude playing Hazel.
Yeah,
I thought he's much better than. Not that I didn't like Mary J. Blige's Cha-Cha, but.
And a lot of, she ranks highly in a lot of people like who rank the characters of a show. You know, it's the
BuzzFeed.
In the top two in most, no, I've seen a couple of, I went through and looked at a couple of charts for it. Top two always is usually flicks between Hazel and Klaus.
Robert Sheeran was fantastic as Klaus. Absolutely fantastic as Klaus. Mm. And that scene of them dancing together to I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany. That was absolutely
Stuck in my head for 3 days afterwards.
And Ellen Page, is a goddamn fucking delight.
Oh, yeah.
She is a fucking national fucking world treasure. I love Ellen Page, and she was brilliant, absolutely brilliant in this. I really felt a pain towards the
end.
She's
going to make a woman a very happy wife one day.
Oh, I'm jealous.
But no, it started out brilliantly. I mean, they had me... I always like episode names and titles and stuff like that on these kind of shows. And when the first episode is literally called We Only See Each Other in Weddings and Funerals, which is the name of the first issue of the Umbrella Academy. So it's like those kind of links. Obviously, it has Gerard Way's fingerprints all over it, as it should do.
As well it should do, yeah.
But shocking thing, the soundtrack on this was brilliant. You had Queen, you had Bowie, you had an They Are Giants cover of Istanbul.
Yep.
Which I can't believe worked.
They Might Be Giants, version of Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Yeah.
It's Istanbul, no.
The Doors. I mean, it's just, it ran the gambit.
Yeah. It was absolutely brilliant. It was incredibly well edited.
Shockingly, no Mary J. Blige.
Weird that, I know. But it was incredibly well edited, incredibly well acted.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're talking about spoilers, the fact that the way it ends.
Yeah. With the setup to Dallas.
I thought was absolutely brilliant. I really, really enjoyed this, man. I'm gonna watch it again, probably today or tomorrow.
Well, as I said to people, I put on Facebook the other day, I rediscovered that I have an Umbrella Academy mug.
Oh, from the original, sweet little find for you.
From the original comic book run. I think I got it for my 21st birthday. So it's like at least I've had it 9 years.
Yeah, man. Jealous of that. Very cool.
That came out when season one dropped. So I think it was one of the very little bit of merch they did for Umbrella Academy. It was that, some pins and the badge for
the
school.
Yeah, there was a badge. There was the school badge. There was a couple of pins and posters and stuff. But yeah, that was actually pretty cool.
And the quote-unquote umbrella.
The umbrella. I tell you what I loved as well. The guy playing Hargreaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely fantastic. But the best actor award has to go to the fucking monkey.
Pogo.
Jesus, Pogo, that was fantastic. Realistic.
He's an imaginary. That realistic. Was done by the guys at the Imaginarium.
Yeah, that was
Andy Serkis's team.
That was absolutely. And Andy Serkis knows his monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic. Although technically not a monkey, chimpanzee. Yeah, but still. I loved it. Like I said, there was only a few things I could find a little bit of fault with. I wish they'd done Luther a little bit differently because the reveal of his. Gorilla
yeah,
body was.
But they had to. Jared Way said that's kind of where he wanted to go with the comic books originally, and just lent too much more into the superhero side of it. But in comics, you kind of have to.
Love the idea of him sitting up on the moon by himself eating cookies and ice cream. Mm. Like, I thought that was actually really good. Yeah. So no, I'd say a four and a half stars out of five because I said there was little bits I didn't quite like.
Liked the fact that they kept Ben in it. Like,
yes.
Ben actually had a role.
Yeah.
Which was nice. The horror.
The Kraken was awesome.
Diego,
he's brilliant.
Allison was done properly.
But wasn't there another? There's more in the world of Umbrella Academy in the comics. There are more talking chimps, aren't they? It's a process that Hargreaves. Because I swear there's another.
No, there's Pogo, and you're thinking of the mum who's a mannequin in the proper robot mannequin in the comics.
No, why am I thinking of? Because I swear there's a detective. There's a chimp detective.
Chimps in the DC universe.
Oh, maybe I don't know.
That's what you're thinking of.
I'm thinking about that.
You're thinking of Detective Chimp in Brave and the Bold.
That's it, yeah. But no, I thought it was absolutely, like I said, loved it. Loved it, Matt. And Robert Sheeran is I've loved him since Misfits.
I'm calling this now that Klaus will be one of those, I can't be arsed, but I can borrow my girlfriend's dress.
Cosplay for
Halloween.
Oh, he's definitely on my list of cosplay now.
You're going to get either the Vietnam Klauses, the junkie Klauses, and that maybe one who will do him beaten up, battered and bruised in the chair.
In the chair. Well, I'll do it from the comic with a Hawaiian shirt and bare feet as well. But it's that just that. Is that my skirt? Oh, yes, I found it.
It's quite breezy on the bits.
On the bits. I thought it was lovely. And because, Hargreaves was an absolute dick, but he is in the comics. But will there be a reveal? Ooh.
I just love Klaus's near-death experience talking to his father. It's just, did Dad mention anything else about the apocalypse? No. Hell of a shave.
Go on, what are we doing? We've got to go and save the world. Oh, was that all? I loved it. The writing was brilliant. Like you said, Jared Weir's fingerprints all over it as well, which is not a bad thing by any means. I honestly loved it. Can't wait for season two.
Yeah. Season two, because they set up Dallas with... Because that's the moment that number five travels back from to rejoin the Academy.
Yeah.
Is him supposed to be following the assassination of JFK. which has to happen because the Academy doesn't happen unless JFK is assassinated, as you know, dogs and cats living together.
And are we going to see a giant walking Eiffel Tower, or maybe a giant walking?
Gerard Way says that he specifically wanted them to bring up the Eiffel Tower incident.
Yeah,
because that's the death of Ben, as revealed now in the series. Left ambiguous in the comics, but you only ever see Ben in the comics during the flashbacks during the Eiffel Tower thing.
But I love the way they did Ben as well.
Is it Robot?
I can't remember what his name is.
The guy who shot Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah,
John Wilkes Booth. John Wilkes Booth.
Because Lincoln's on a rampage, isn't it? There's a giant robotic Lincoln on a rampage.
No, the Lincoln statue comes to life, and then the rumor has to summon a statue.
I heard you were assassinated. I heard you were assassinated, and a giant robotic John Wilkes Booth appears out of nowhere and shoots him in the back of the head. That's brilliant. The comic's nuts. I love that comic, man. Absolutely love that comic to pieces. So yeah,
they go whole hog on Addison's powers in the comics because there's only so much you can do believably with the budget they have. Considering that, you were right with Luthor though. Luthor was a bodysuit, wasn't CG. Yeah. But any money next season, they'll do him more.
They'll ump it up a little bit. Yeah, ump is that a word? Well, it is now. No, dude. Yeah, I loved it.
But it also means you've got a limited amount of time on this series because of obviously you've got.
Indeed.
Number five, he will age. He will get taller.
Yeah, but I'm sure there'll be ways around that, man.
Well, he's not supposed to age. So it's one of those Angel and Buffy, how long can we get away with this?
They'll inject him with the same drugs they injected into Gary Coleman.
Because
they did that.
What are you talking about, Willis?
that's everything. I'm going to give it a solid 4.5 out of 5 because... There's some stuff in the comics I wouldn't mind have been in it, but
I'm not 100% mad if they're not.
Not yet. No, I agree with you, man. It was solid, good effort. Loved it. Rewatchability quality is well up
there.
As
again, I'm 5 times through, and a sixth most probably going to happen next week.
Nice.
But it's just getting to the point I'm just looking for the comic book references at this point.
Yeah. I loved the way they did it with every episode having the Umbrella Academy logo in it appear somehow. That was a wonderful touch.
Yeah, that's already been rated on BuzzFeed of which one was the most effective. You never guess what the worst one was.
What was the worst one?
The one where it just an umbrella falls out, just makes Klaus jump, and then just opens saying Umbrella Academy.
I like that, I like that, man. It was good. Yeah. So yeah, that's all my news as well, darling.
So that's the show today then, guys. You can follow us on Twitter @_popculturepod.
You can follow us on Instagram @popculturepod.
You can follow us on Facebook @PodPopCulture. I am on Twitter @Halfblind1989, and Dan is on Instagram @DanBlues.
No, Dan Clash Blues.
Dan Clash Blues.
Yeah.
All right. We will be back in 2 weeks with an episode of One for Paul. What movie it will be, who knows? And we will be back next month with another PCP. I've been Carl Rowland.
I've been Dan Chapman.
And we'll catch you in a month.
Peace.
Peace.
Disco, 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 disco. Sorry, I'm just pouring beer all over myself.
Who thought that was a good idea?